Hey, this is Chuck Dixon, and you're listening to Signal of Doom.
Well, you know, for me, the action is the juice. I'm in.
Is everybody in? Is everybody in? Is everybody in? The ceremony is about to begin.
Hello and welcome to Jump Shots with Dave. Look, this is a special episode that I'm recording. It's going to be fast. It's going to be quick, brutal, hard-hitting. That's Jump Shots, high-energy, short takes. Now, basically the reason that I'm coming to your listening devices around the world, whether that be iPhones, Samsung devices, some guys listen old school, like right off the Facebook page. And by the way, shout out to people have been reaching out to me since the last episode that I just basically uploaded like a couple of days ago to say the last few episodes have been some of their favorite stuff. I was loving. I started ranting about aliens and Area 51 and my personal theories. And yeah, I mean, I could do this podcast that I could do. I could get deeper. Don't worry, we've only barely scratched the surface. Okay, of that obsession. But anyway, this Jump Shots is all about the Marvel announcements at San Diego Comic-Con. I'll cover in much bigger detail these announcements next show, along with a whole stack of other announcements. But this is just purely relating to the Marvel stuff that was announced in Hall H today, States time, so Saturday in the States. And there's a lot of it. So an array of movies was announced and given release dates, and there was also some movies that were announced but not given release dates. And then there was a stack of Disney Plus premieres. Now, I'm firstly going to cover going down through it. I'll do it in sequential order. Theatrical releases. May 1st, 2020, Black Widow. They showed footage of Scarlett Johansson fighting someone in that. So there was footage of that apparently shown, like a sizzle reel shown in the Hall H. So May 1st, 2020, and apparently Taskmaster is confirmed as a villain there. November 6, 2020, The Eternals, Salma Hayek was cast. I believe Angelina Jolie has also been cast, so we don't know their roles, but they've definitely been cast. I would assume Angelina Jolie is going to play Medusa, but I could be wrong. Not Medusa, that's Inhumans. Yeah, I have no idea who The Eternals even are. So, I mean, for me, probably the least exciting, but I hope they do something good with it. February 12, 2021, Shanghai and the Legend of the Ten Rings. Ray was talking about this. He was very excited about the guy who's been cast. I know that Shang-Chi is basically Marvel's Bruce Lee character. I'm a huge Bruce Lee fan, and he's going to be coming up against the real Mandarin, which I think is very exciting. I'm not the biggest Shang-Chi fan, only because I've barely seen him in anything, because he doesn't get that much play in modern Marvel that I've read anyway. But yeah, I've definitely seen that one in cinemas. May 7, 2021, Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness. And apparently Doctor Strange will also feature Scarlet Witch, which I think is really cool. And the multiverse, that just, I mean, I'm rushing to see that. You know what I mean? And I was lukewarm on going to see the first Doctor Strange. I did see it in cinemas, but I caught it like well into its release window. But I was pleasantly surprised. And I think Benedict Cumberbatch is very good in the role. The Multiverse of Madness intrigues me completely, hooks me in. November 5, 2021, Thor, Love and Thunder. Apparently, Natalie Portman was in the Hall H, and she was holding a hammer, and she's going to be playing Lady Thor. No word on Chris Hemsworth's involvement. You would think he's going to have some involvement, and we know Taika Waititi, as reported last show, has signed on to do it. So, I mean, all of this, film-wise, is super exciting. As well as that, basically Kevin Feige announced they are working on Fantastic Four, a Mutants movie, and Blade, which they cast the guy. I've got his name here. He played Cottonmouth in Mahershala Ali. He played Cottonmouth in Luke Cage when he was very good in that role, and so he's been cast to play Blade. No word on whether Wesley will be involved at all. I mean, I really hope he does the equivalent of the Whistler role, a kind of mentor role. I think Wesley Snipes deserves it. I think he you know, and that people might come at me saying, but no, I really do. I believe he laid the foundations for what became the superhero phenomenon. And, I mean, Wesley, he's been out of prison for several years now, so, I mean, he's available. He's employable. But regardless, I am very excited for the new reboot of Blade. And I think that frankly, they can do so much with his character, and you can bring in other Marvel heroes like, I mean, I know Rey, Moon Knight, a Punisher. All these guys can be involved in a kind of a Blade-verse, that street-level stuff. And so that's exciting. It's also exciting to think that they're formally moving away from the Netflix model. And that means that guys like Punisher, Daredevil can come back into the fold at some time as movies. Now, that like I've gone through it super quick because I want to get to it before we circle back. Then we had Disney Plus premieres on TV. Fall of 2020, Falcon and the Winter Soldier, which we knew about. Spring 2021, WandaVision, which is the Scarlet Witch show that spins out, I believe, of the Doctor Strange movie, which she'll be in. Spring 2021, Loki. We've known already that he's going to be involved. I think it's very interesting. Summer 2021, What If, which I believe is an animated show based on What If storylines. We've covered before on The Signal. And Fall 2021, Hawkeye, Jeremy Renner reprising his role and also introducing Kate Bishop. The Kate Bishop and Clint Barton relationship in the Matt Fraction Hawkeye is some of the best comics I've read. Contrary to popular opinion, both of them had very central roles in the whole thing. We know that Kate Bishop was used more when David Aja was slowing down on art duties, but together they were formidable. And I loved Kate Bishop in that series, actually, frankly. So that covers all the announcements. Now let's kind of like go back through it and pick it apart a bit. Black Widow, I'm exceptionally excited for an espionage thriller. Taskmaster involved, I think. You know, I hope they make Tarsky a bit funny, how he always is with that really dark, dark humor that he has. I know him from a lot of Deadpool appearances, and, you know, he always leaves an impression. Put it that way, not even that many appearances. He always leaves an impression. He's kind of the ultimate mercenary. The Eternals, look, other than the casting, I'm not at all excited. Shang-Chi, I am excited for what they will do, because I'm sure they will do it well. The character of Shang-Chi has always left me pretty cold, even though I like Bruce Lee. It's pretty much because I've not seen him in anything particularly good, in recent times at least. I know he did classic stuff in the 70s and everything, so I'm sure they can make that really good. I think there's a martial arts movie there that could be made in the Marvel U, and I think this is it. So, and the fact he's coming up against the real Mandarin, I think, is really exciting. Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness, I am hooked. I am first day seeing that. Like, just the idea of there being a multiverse. And obviously, it's a play almost on the Mounds of Madness, or Mountains of Madness, whatever it was called, the Lovecraftian novella or short story. Was it Mountains of Madness? I think it was. Maybe I'm getting it wrong in my mind. Lady Thor, Thor, Love and Thunder, sign me up. Again, that's first day for me. And it's a shame. It's almost a year and a half away. Yeah, we've got to wait till May 1st, but we can wait. Like, there's going to be a Star Wars movie at the end of this year. What are we in July? It's less than a year. There's plenty of good content. And I feel it's in safe hands. Looking at the TV shows. I mean, Blade, I'm 1,000% in for. Fantastic Four, 1,000% in for. And hopefully they don't call the Mutants movie Mutants. Call it X-Men. And then spin off franchises from that. Because there's multiple franchises that they can be managing regarding X-Men. Now, the Disney Plus premieres, Falcon, Winter Soldier, yes, I'm interested. WandaVision, less so. Loki, interested. What If, very interested. Hawkeye, very interested. I think with those shows, it's going to be one of those situations where you're going to have to prioritize. You're going to have to make the time. I really think they could be good shows. Like Falcon and the Winter Soldier. I mean, you're dealing with the Falcon, a pretty cool character, and Winter Soldier, one of the coolest members, I thought, of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. The Bucky Barnes storyline. So, yeah, I'm super involved. So, look, this was quick. It was fast. I'm going to throw it out there on the internet, and you guys can pick it apart, and we can talk about it. And definitely we will talk a lot more detail next show, because I feel that there's an ocean of detail here, and people, I know that blogs worldwide will be going crazy, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I just wanted to shout out to Adam the Computer, who was tweeting me or messaging me through Facebook as the announcements were literally coming out hot off the presses at San Diego. Shout out to Ray, who's super excited as well. A little disappointed he hasn't got any Moon Knight announcement, and I feel his pain there, because I think Moon Knight does deserve something. And I think, you know, maybe with Blade, there could be potential for a Moon Knight appearance, perhaps. Same with Punisher. Perhaps these guys can have supporting roles at times in... I guess it's a Blade movie. It's not a Blade TV show, is it? But, okay. Well, even still, I would think there's a chance for a cameo. And you know, I think a Moon Knight character or a Punisher character could be used very well. We know Ghost Rider's coming out at Hulu. And that also excites me. And again, that could introduce... that could introduce Moon Knight or Punisher in there. There's a lot of potentials and I'm still wishing that I had a Nintendo Switch just so I could play Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3. It's really pissing me off, to be honest. But there's no way. I'm not buying a Nintendo Switch for one game. Fuck that. Like, you know, release it on all platforms. Okay. Well, look, I wanted to just come in quick, hard and fast and give you my thoughts on the matter. Obviously, hit us a like at Facebook on Signal of Doom. Any questions, comments, email signalofdoom@gmail.com. And you can also message the Facebook page. I manage it, you know, and, you know, I love it as well. I love that page. It's important to me. All right, kids, keep it safe on the streets. You know, keep moving, keep fluid, keep killing if you have to. Just do what you got to do. Peace out.
'Times I feel I need the rain, times I need the sun. Pleasure is a threat of pain when it is undone. Moments of insanity never like a chain. Only know that I am not free the nights when I am sane. And now let's have a party, pour my body full of wine. Stand me in a corner, let me crawl to my mind. I found the only lady I will meet when I wake. She has a heart of crystal, clearly one I will not break. Be concerned, my love, when you see me cry. Laughter does not choose to free the happiness inside. Just as there may seem to be a smile that's out of place, it only means there is a pain that hurts too much to face. Right now, let's have a party, pour my body full of wine. Stand me in a corner, let me crawl to my mind. I found the only lady I will need when I wake. She has a heart of crystal, clearly one I would not breathe.